This enormous spectacular canvas was painted by senior traditional owners of the Great Sandy Desert of northwestern Australia. The canvas was created during the development of the Ngarrawarra Native Title Claim and was presented to the National Native Title Tribunal in 1997. After a 10-year native title claim, the Ngarrawarra people gained ownership of their land in November last year. As explained by Tom Lawford, the grandson of one of the major artists, Spider Snell, the painting was central to the communication between the Ngarrawarra people and the government during the native title claim.
We wanted our land back, and Aboriginal people couldn't talk to government people, so they had to paint their picture, their country, on this big canvas for everybody to see. It's like a map, big map, of where all these countries all got meaning. They got places that belong to people, and in the empty countries, they got history.
And can you tell me a bit about when you were awarded the land back?
It was good, happy, hot day, but it was all right.
And how far did this painting go towards the native title?
Long way. This painting is a main key for land back.
Consultant anthropologist for the Kimberley Land Council, David Vachon, was involved in the submissions of the anthropological reports, but stresses that the people submitted this painting as their own report and recollection of their country.
In preparing the claim for native title, there were a number of field trips onto that country. I think we did about 16 of them over the course of 3 years, involving perhaps 150 different traditional owners, some of whom were the artists for this canvas. And that resulted in an anthropological report that was sent to the state government. But along with that anthropological report, the claimants themselves decided to do their own report, which is basically the canvas that we see now.
Exhibition co-curator Karen Damon was involved in the field trips and planning of the artwork and is passionate in using artwork to help non-Aboriginal people understand the strong relationship between Aboriginal people and their land and therefore the need for land ownership.
There was something like 18 trips that were made to country, and during the first several of those, some smaller paintings were made, which are the ones that you can see in the exhibition. And through that process of people sitting down in country that they were kind of getting reacquainted with, I guess, hadn't visited for some time, was seeded this idea of making one major canvas together across the whole of the claim area, as a way of helping non-Aboriginal people understand difficult concepts that were behind the notion of Ngarrawarra, of land ownership.
And do you think this painting's gone a long way in helping that?
It has. It took some time for people to wake up to it. We took it to Canberra and not one single government member came out at the time to look at it, and that was very depressing because it is quite difficult to deny people's understanding of the landscape and of the country when you actually see the painting in front of your eyes.
This actual piece was shown at the 1997 Native Title Tribunal?
It was painted in May in 97, and then when the tribunal hearing was being planned, the claimants had requested could that happen actually in country, so the tribunal travelled to Binini, exactly the same place where the painting was made, and that was when it sort of had its first major task, I suppose, in being presented. At the time, Fred Chaney was completely overwhelmed by the piece and said it was one of the most important artefacts that had been made. The fact that that many people, 40 people or more, could come together and one harmoniously work on their land claim, plus also to make such an extraordinary artwork, I think is testimony to they're a pretty extraordinary group of people.
Were you actually there when the native title was awarded?
Yes, for the determination. That was an incredibly sad and elated day at the same time, one and the same time. There's quite a number of the artists who are no longer alive and the members of the broader claim group who didn't necessarily paint but certainly had a strong connection to the claim and the process of the painting and the trips to country. So it was sad that people were not afforded the opportunity of seeing that to completion, really. In most people's mind, it was always a funny exercise because they hadn't actually lost country in their minds. It was a case of trying to get non-Aboriginal people up to speed, really, so that they could understand. And the judge said exactly that, Justice Gilmore, saying it's not a case of us giving your land back. Title has never been revoked or lost. It's basically a recognition that you have title to such an extraordinary part of the country.